Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have this guy back. He is the host of Spicer & Company, a Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday. What is it, 6 p.m., Sean? That's when you start, right?
6 p.m. every night.
We love it. I'm actually on at the same time, so I record you every night, and I watch you on DVR. I think you do an incredible job. Of course, the former White House press secretary for Donald Trump, it's Sean Spicer. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And for all of your listeners, we normally go 6 o'clock and then we repeat at 9. This week, right. Newsmax is going to launch a new 9 p.m. show that we should have details on later. But for viewers who watch this at 9, like you, they got to start DVRing the show.
Yeah, I DVR it every day at 6, so we're good to go. And make sure anybody who's watching and listening right now, you do the same exact thing. You don't want to miss a second of this program. Let's jump full-throated into what's, I guess, the biggest news out of Washington, D.C. today, is that there are calls for Maxine Waters to actually at least be censured, if not impeached and kicked out of the House, because she went to Minnesota and did what Maxine Waters does. She started some trouble, inciting some riotous activity, telling people we're going to be in the streets, we're going to cause more mayhem, don't stop, don't back down, actually calling for a guilty verdict, maybe tainting the jury pool or the actual jury in the Chauvin trial. What do you think when you see something like that, Sean?
I mean, there's a lot of things. I think it's completely hypocritical. I mean, the media and the left, yesterday I noticed that not a single Sunday show program mentioned it. When these guys on the left do these things, whether it's them or Chris Cuomo talking about how, you know, the people don't have to peacefully protest, or some of these other folks talking about getting in their faces, the left gets away with this stuff in a way that the right doesn't. And I hope she's held accountable. I know Majority Leader McCarthy has said that he's going to file a motion in the House. And he should. I mean, if they're going to do this to Marjorie Taylor Greene and hold her accountable for things she did before she was a member of Congress,
right,
then you got to hold people who are members of Congress accountable for what stuff they say.
I couldn't agree more. And let's take it to then-President Trump on January 6th. Peacefully go to the Capitol. Tell them peacefully how you'd like them to vote. Make sure that you go home and you peacefully do your rights. And then he somehow incited a riot or an insurrection, and he was impeached over it, Sean. I mean, Maxine Waters has a history of doing this. Remember, gather around people like Sean Spicer who dared work for the administration and make him uncomfortable, whether it's at the gas station or the restaurant or down the street or at the movie theater. She's somebody who has been inciting riots, and then she goes back to D.C. or goes back to her mansion in California and then forgets about it, washes her hands of it. I mean, she has to realize that people are going to hear her words, and they're going to go and now riot in the streets. Well, Maxine Waters was here. She said, I should. But why is there no account? Is it because the media, generally speaking, is complicit? They want to see more riots?
100%. It's not that no. I don't think they want to see more riots. I just think that there's a different standard. But the media is 100% complicit. And in the case of this White House, the Washington Press Corps is an extension of the press office. So, yeah. And I mean, I think that they, because they believe most of the folks in the media are leftists, I think that they justify the actions of the left because it's in agreement with what they believe.
Right.
And they have no problem piling on to folks on the right because they view us as being in the wrong.
It's Sean Spicer. Go to SeanSpicer.com. Make sure you check him out every night, Spicer & Company on Newsmax TV, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Let me ask you about transparency. When Obama was in office, he promised the most transparent administration ever. Of course, we didn't know anything. Nothing was transparent. The DOJ director, you know, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, would not turn over paperwork when asked by Congress. And then Trump takes office, and the most transparent in my lifetime that I've ever seen. You guys told us everything to the point where I was going, Trump, stop giving a two-hour conference every day where they beat you up over COVID. Come out, do 15 minutes, and walk away. Now we've got an administration promise transparency, a return to transparency. We can't know what's happening on the border. We can't ask them about, you know, where was Biden from Thursday afternoon until Sunday every week. We're not allowed to ask them anything. And the media is literally told you can't cover these stories. Sean, will there be a breaking point? You know these media people personally. Will there be a breaking point where they say, listen, we support the guy and what he wants to do, but we still have to do our jobs. Let us do our jobs.
No, I don't think there will be a breaking point. And I mean, because it is different. I think that they want him to succeed, and they personally align with his beliefs. And so They're willing to give him a pass over and over and over again on a variety of things and excuse the transgressions, the lack of transparency, the doublespeak, the misleading facts. It's just because they're on that team.
Sean Spicer, Spicer and Company, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's talk about the job. Before you walked out as the press secretary, Sean, were you talking with the president directly? Were you talking with the vice president? Were you talking with a national security advisor? Who would you speak with right before walking through that door to take the barrage of questions you're about to get from the media? How does that work?
Well, over time, it evolved. I spoke to the president more and more as I went on because he was so particular about what he wanted said about particular policies.
Yeah.
But to answer your question more thoroughly, it depended on the day. So if there were national security issues or military issues, you might speak to the national security advisor. If there was a big issue going on in Congress, you would talk to the Leg Affairs guys and say, hey, where are we on this bill? What's going to happen? All that kind of stuff. Or, it may be something, that is brewing in healthcare, and you're going to get somebody from the domestic policy staff to come down and brief you on the nuances of a particular piece of a policy or an action that the department. But it depended on the day. But more than anything else, Trump was I had to make sure that I talked to him.
Was there ever a situation where when the president would join you out there, and you always knew he would walk out there and do a special appearance or something, and he again was very, very accessible to us and to the media, was there ever a point to where somebody said, hey, Mr. President, maybe you should have a list like Obama had, where he would call on specific people. Biden will only call on people on a list now. Was that ever considered by him, or is he sort of a guy who wanted to walk out and wing it and just sort of point at you and argue with this guy? Because Biden didn't even ask Fox News a question, didn't ask you guys a question at Newsmax in that one availability he had in 78 days or whatever it was. So what was that like? Did you guys ever say, hey, Mr. President, maybe you shouldn't call on these people who are agitators, or did you just let him do what he did?
So when we would prep for an event, if we knew he was going out, we would give him a list of reporters that we knew, because remember, like, whether it's NBC or the Washington Post, they rotate their correspondents.
Yeah.
So you'd want him to know who was going to be present, right? And and there were plenty of times where I'd say, hey, I recommend you call on this reporter or that reporter, because I would know an issue. A lot of times what happens is they'll walk up, they know if there's a press event, right? And they'll say, hey, Sean, I'd really like to ask the president about this trade policy that's happening. It's going down, or,
right.
And so if you know that the topic is consistent with what you would want to get out, then you might encourage it. So I did it to the president, I remember one time he looked at the list and he was just like, okay. And he just put it right back down. I handed it to him. He looked at it. And cause he was like, I don't really care. He was going to answer everybody's question and anybody's question. And, it was just funny. It was like the more that he knew somebody was there to agitate him, the more that he wanted to call on him, because he loved the sparring.
Isn't that something? And I think that we as Americans loved it, too. I think that's why he got so many people behind him and so many people supported you in the job. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, host of Spicer & Company, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on Newsmax TV. He's written several great books. Go to SeanSpicer.com and check that out. When you watch Jen Psaki and the job she's doing, look, I'm a guy on the right. I'm a conservative values guy. I'm a Trump supporter. When I watch her, I go in with a bias. I'm not going to like what she has to say because I don't like Biden's policies. But I still, as a human being and a former journalist, can say it's kind of a hard job. How do you think she's doing it? Do you like to assess people who do the job that you used to do or not? I mean, when I watch her, I think that she's, again, complicit, but that's the job. But she's also avoiding everything that has any meat.
Right. So I tell people all the time, the job of a press secretary is to speak on behalf of a principal when they're not available, right? So her job is to communicate what the president or the administration wants to put forward. Sometimes it's not, it's not exactly, the easiest message in the world, because you may know that, you've got something in the back pocket that they're going to be announcing or whatever. And so you have to go out there and sometimes not, be the deliverer of news or updates that aren't the most helpful but it is where we are at the time, or you're trying not to tip everyone off as to something that might be in the works. So I look at and so that's that. The second thing is there's been a little bit of, you know, I know when I was doing it, you got enough critics out there in terms of your appearance,
right,
how you answered the question. And so Jen was always kind and gracious to me and my team when we moved in. Remember, she had been White House communications director for Obama.
Right.
And so I'm my critique isn't with Jen as much as it is with the White House press corps. And I think that they are an embarrassment to journalism. You know, when I was there, you remember it was literally like 100 plus people packed into that room like sardines. And now there's 14. So it's a lot more pleasant. I mean, she can be like 1, 2, 3, 4. Had like, you know, here we come, boom. And so it's a much different job in that you're not seeing the president, as you pointed out, whereas I had a president who was tweeting, who was going out and engaging with them. So I had to kind of keep up with him. The beauty of Jen's job right now is she only has to brief 14 people. And then she has a president that's not available, so that her word is sort of the last and only word of the White House. I had a president that was, you know, would tweet 10 minutes after I got off the podium. So, you know, there were times when he changed his mind. And so it was just – but, you know, I think the White House press corps has shown that they truly are an extension of the White House press office with how they're handling themselves. And they don't do the very basics, Joe. So – my issue isn't with Jen as much as it is with them. They don't hold her accountable.
Right.
So she gets away with saying things that I could have never possibly done.
Well, I think that you explained it perfectly, because the job is very, very different. It's called the same thing, but it's a very, very different job depending on who the principal is that you talked about.
Sean Spicer,
and I know you've got to get running and get ready for your show, but let me just ask you one last question that I've wondered about since we first met, I don't know, a couple of three years ago now, since you started coming on the program. Going from press secretary, where you're a great communicator, to, of course, huge star on Dancing with the Stars, to now host of your own television show. Talk to me from press secretary. I'm just throwing in the dancing stuff to be funny, but the press secretary to hosting a show, how different is that, and how comfortable are you now? You look great doing it. I think that you're doing a great job, but how different are those two jobs? They're both communications.
It's a great question, Joe. When I was press secretary, and I tell people all the time, I get the question, you know, would you ever do it again, if blah, blah, blah. And I say, no, not that it's like once you've gotten out of the frying pan, you never want to jump back in. I was honored to do the job. I cannot, I thank the president for that opportunity that he gave me to work for him and on behalf of the American people. But the intensity and the scrutiny is like nothing I've ever seen before.
Right.
So the first change is that hosting this show, there's stress. I don't want to screw up. I want to handle the segment well. I want to have good conversation with our guests. But it's a totally different – it's just different. I get to ask the questions.
Yeah.
And I think what's fun is that, you know, we just came from our editorial meeting, and then I jumped on to talk to you.
Right.
And we sit around when we talk about the segments, and we'll say, okay, you know, Joe Pags and, you know, so-and-so are coming up as company. You know, it'll be interesting to bring it, to start with a question on this. And we get to talk about what would make really interesting conversations. We have that conversation as a staff. And it's funny, because a lot of times when we're hashing out questions, we're like, well, we just thought of the first five, because we're asking ourselves those kind of things. And I tell people all the time, the beauty of this show is it's supposed to be like a dinner time conversation at 6 o'clock. So you're sitting at home, you turn on Spicer and Company. We want you to feel like you're part of that conversation, and that we're asking the questions that you would ask of a member of Congress or a senator or some, you know, leading authority of some sort, you know. And so, for example, we have Burgess Owens on today.
He's great. Love him. Yeah.
And fantastic guy. And we're going to talk about the Derek Chauvin trial and policing in America. We hear a lot about how Black Americans are treated. I want to ask a guy like him. I want to know, is it different if you're on the left or the right? And so there's so many great things. I have a thing coming up. You guys, if there's no segment that you watch, there's one today that you have to watch. With a guy named Dan Grant. Okay. He runs Second Vote Advisors. This will be his exclusive premiere interview. And this group, Second Vote Advisors, only invests in non-woke companies.
Oh, wow.
Okay? So they have two funds up. I think they're like mutual funds or ETFs. One is for pro-life companies that are either neutral or support life. The other one is for companies that are neutral to pro-gun. They are both beating the S&P 500.
Wow.
This is a place where you can go now. And so we have him today to talk about how he does this. But we keep hearing about Coca-Cola and the MLB and all these companies and organizations that are getting involved in politics and pushing back. Well, now we have a place as conservatives to go invest that's only going to support companies that are friendly or neutral. That's all we ask for, frankly, on the right. And it's to have that conversation, Joe, is something that I'm excited. I mean, I've been excited all weekend about having it, because to me, this is the kind of conversation that people like you and I and you have talked about on your show all the time, about these companies getting involved and what does it mean and what can we do. And now we can actually talk about it.
It's so true. People ask me constantly, how do we fight back? You can talk about it all you want, but how do we actually do something? And this is going to show us how to do something. Make sure you check out Spicer & Company, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Newsmax TV. Sean, great answer to a question. You get to ask the questions now instead of being asked the questions, and it just changes the whole dynamic, and I love how you're doing it on the program.
Every day.
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, listen, come back anytime. My show is your show. We're going to check you out again tonight. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, Joe. Take care. See you soon.
Back after this. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.